And children, here's today's first question. Listen carefully.
Sophie in Glen Iris, you could be number one tonight. How are you doing?
Oh, that's lovely, Suzanne. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Are you a Seekers fan? Do you know the answer to question one?
I think it's Judith Durham.
Judith Durham is correct. Easy done, Sophie. You've crossed the first hurdle. Mm-hmm. Anything exciting to report from your day?
No, I had lunch with an old school friend, which is lovely.
Excellent.
She's not old. We're not old, but it was from a long time
Your
ago.
Your old friends. Yeah. What did you eat? What was the highlight of your lunch?
We went to a beautiful little bakery, so we had sort of nice sandwiches and things. So.
Excellent. All right. That sounds like a nice Saturday. Okay, Sophie, do you feel like some singing?
Sure.
All right. When this music ends, I want you to keep singing if you can.
The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Keep
Come
going.
On, baby, light my fire. Gonna set the night on fire.
All right, nice work. And here's how it sounded when the Doors did it. Not that different.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Yeah.
Nice work. Bob Slint says, no big deal about Gracie. Giraffes are always spotted. Thank you very much, bobsled. Yes, typical bobsled.
How does one go missing in the first place? You have to wonder when they're so tall.
Yeah, there's a lot of empty space out there in Texas, I guess.
Let's not blame the Texans, but it just seems like an obvious thing to spot.
It does. Now, Greta wants to know if there was tea spilled over lunch, as in gossip.
Oh, yeah, lots of gossip.
Okay. Well, Greta wants to know what it is, which I think is a little bit intrusive of Greta, don't you?
Oh, no, there's lots of gossip. Okay. But it shall remain between friends.
All right. Question three in our pop quiz. Which novel features the characters Mrs. Danvers, Maxim de Winter, and Jack Favell? I want to know the name of the book and the author.
Oh, can you repeat the names of the people, please?
Mrs. Danvers, Maxim de Winter, Jack Favell.
It's not the go-between, is it?
It is not the go-between, no.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hey,
thanks so much.
Sophie, very nice to speak to you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Lorenzo in Fulham Gardens. Oh, if it will click on you, Lorenzo, there you are. You clicked. You clicked in.
Yes, definitely locked in, as the young people say.
They do. Any news to report from Adelaide?
Beautiful night tonight, nice and still, a bit chilly. It was showdown tonight, which is Port versus Crows in the AFL. Port won, so that was against form. But that's probably the main thing to report.
And Lorenzo, are you more of a Port or a Crows supporter?
I sit on the fence. But my son, who's 16, he goes for Port, so I guess I go for them, just to keep the peace in the house.
If you have to choose, you'll lean that way. Fair enough.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Lorenzo, which novel features the characters Mrs. Danvers, Maxim de Winter, and Jack Favell? I want to know the name of the book and the author.
Suzanne, I would not have a clue. I'm sorry, so I'll have to say bye. I can't even come up with a guess.
Fare thee well, Lorenzo.
Okay, see ya.
See ya. Di in Marsfields. Welcome to Nightlife, Di.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. You got any exciting news to report or any news?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't be further from the female caller who said she had fun having lunch today. I sat down and did 5 hours on my tax.
Oh.
And I've got about another 50 hours to go.
And we haven't even hit the official end of the financial year yet.
Oh, well, not this one, but I may be a little in arrears.
Never mind. That does not a fun Saturday make, does it?
No, it certainly was not, and there's more to come. But that's okay. I've got the quiz. And I'm so excited because I think I know the answer to this question.
Go on.
I think that it is Rebecca by Daphne du Maurier.
You are correct. Rebecca by Daphne du Maurier. Fabulous book.
Yes.
Yeah. It was the first one of Daphne du Maurier's I ever read. And, oh, she's so good at the twist, isn't she?
And the imperious Mrs. Danvers.
Yes. All right, I've got a famous voice for you now, Di. I want you to have a listen to this, see if you can identify who the famous voice belongs to.
Okay.
I've been interested in everything involving, you know, what's out there. And the whole big question is, because I believe that certainly there is, you know, the cosmos is teeming with life. The big question is, has that life ever at any epoch in our history visited here, or is that life currently interacting with us now, and has that life been interacting with us for many years? I've always been interested in this.
Who is that?
I've always been interested in him, Steven Spielberg.
Well done, Ty. It is Steven Spielberg. Did you know the voice, or was it just the references and the context that he gave?
No, I knew the voice. I'm a huge fan of his.
Ah, excellent. So have you seen Disclosure Day?
Not yet, but I'm also a huge fan of Emily Blunt, so I will.
Okay. What's your favourite Spielberg film?
Oh, my goodness. Schindler's List is right up there.
Yeah. Well, I know there's a long list, isn't there? We were talking about it last week. We actually had CJ Johnson on doing a whole hour on Spielberg. So I don't know if you caught that. You should have rung and told us all about your favourite films then.
I didn't. I didn't catch that. I might have been doing some of my tax.
Well, this has been going on for weeks, has it, this tax project?
I don't even want to tell you how behind I am because I'm just so ashamed. But, yeah, it's terrifying. And, look, I'm a person who loves words but not really, you know, not so much numbers. So it's excruciating for me. I would rather, I don't know, pull out my toenails.
Oh, you poor thing. All right, well, let's see if we can get you another question correct. Question six. Name one of the three experts who've been in the past six seasons of the Australian TV show Married at First Sight.
Oh, the beautiful late Mel Schilling.
Yeah, well, you only had to name one. So, look, you've done it.
Yeah.
Nicely done. The others were John Aitken and Alessandra Rampolla as well. Lots of people had Steven Spielberg. I just should take a moment to acknowledge you texters, shouldn't I? Karen, you had it. Chris in the Southern Waters, Frank in Mount Evelyn, Annette in Perth, Carol in Craigieburn, Jim in Campbelltown, Bernadette, you had it. Yeah, quite a few people. So many texts come in, Di. It is hard for me to acknowledge everybody.
Well, you do a great job, Suzanne, always.
Well, I feel like I try to spread, you know, the text appreciation and just end up mentioning Adrian from Bella Vista like 20,000 times.
Well, legends are legends, so you can't talk too much about that. But you also have the patience of a saint. I know sometimes people, you know, jump up and down about rules, and you're very gracious. And but the rules are there for a reason, and I get it.
Oh, thanks, Di. All right, let's see if we can get another question for you. You are doing very well. This is the
Name the Soundtrack.
All right, this is a 1990 film. It had these three songs on its soundtrack.
I know I'd go from rags to riches.
Well, he walked up to me and he asked me if I wanted to
The 1990 film, Die, that had those three songs on its soundtrack.
I'm going to hand over to someone wiser and look forward to hearing the answer. But thank you very much. That was good for my ego. After feeling incompetent today with my tax, I now feel like I'm not a total loss.
Di, you can do anything. You can do it. You can tackle this tax mountain that awaits you.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Okay. We will talk to you another time. There is Di in Marsfield. Barnsey, it's been for ages since we spoke to you.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Yeah, better for hearing your voice. Where are you tonight? What's happening?
I'm on the way home from Bacchus Mars. I'm just on a show up there, so I'm just driving home. It's bloody foggy, I tell you. Like a pea super.
Oh, really? All right. Well, I hope you're being extra careful.
No, I am. I've put my drink down. There's no, I haven't any water in my hand at the moment, so it's okay, you know.
Yeah. How'd the show go, Barnsey?
I'm only joking.
Hey. I didn't even hear very well what you said, but how'd the show go?
I know, it's very well, thank you. Like, it went really good, you know, so I'm still going along. I've actually just come back from hospital. I had a shoulder operation, you know.
And are you recovered from that now, or is it still a bit sore?
It's bloody killing you. I tell you what, I did a show on a sling. For 3 weeks I was on a sling. I was crazy, but I went all right, you know.
All right. Well, glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear that you are battling on there, Barnsey. Did you know what movie that was from 1990 that had those songs on its soundtrack?
Could you please play them again, darling?
I can play them again.
I know I'd go from rags to riches.
What do you reckon, Barnsey?
Darling, I wish I knew it. I know the last song is the giveaway and I can't just, it's right on the tip of my tongue, you know. So enjoy yourselves. Hello to all the nightlifers and I love you, so I'll see you soon, eh?
All right, you drive. Keep driving safely there, Barnsey. To Die, bobsled. Sometimes I think we've read too many bobsled texts and then he keeps sending entertaining ones. He says, I just want to wish Die many happy returns. Very, very good, bobsled. Louise in Box Hill, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Louise, can you identify what that film was?
Goodfellas?
Yes, it is Goodfellas. Well done. Yeah, those tracks were Rags to Riches by Tony Bennett, then He Kissed Me from The Crystals and Layla from Derek and the Dominoes. Louise, you got anything exciting or interesting to tell us?
No, I've seen Goodfellas about 15 times. Maybe that's exciting.
Well, that explains how you were very good at answering that question. Okay, next up, this is a question I don't think we've had for a few weeks. We have.
I'm Tony, and here is my classical music question for tonight.
Okay, here is our question. I'm going to play you a piece of music completed in 1888. I want to know who the composer is. What do you think, Louise?
Debussy? I don't know.
No, not Debussy.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Louise. Let's talk to Steve in Lake Clifton, Western Australia. Evening, Steve.
G'day. How are you going, Suzanne?
I'm very well. Do you want to hear the piece of music again?
I don't think it'll make much difference, but yes, I will.
Okay. Anna in Northcote has it, so does Eric. So does Chris in the Southern Waters. Steve, did that help you at all?
It helped me absolutely no way, in any way, shape or form. 1888, did you say? 18.
I did.
Look, obviously we're throwing a guess out there and I'll go Rachmaninoff.
No, not Rachmaninoff. Honestly, I'd never heard of this guy. I would have been here forever.
I don't think I've ever heard of either, but it's a lovely piece of music, though.
It is a beautiful piece of music. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks, Suzanne. Bye.
Okay, bye. Loz in Lynham. Hi, Lynham, Loz.
Hello there. Hello. I must admit, I've just tuned in. Are you able to tell me what answers have come before?
Rachmaninoff and Debussy.
And can I have the music once more?
You can.
Thank you.
Robin has also got it. So does Holly. Any ideas, Loz?
I'm so sorry. Just what is specifically the question?
I want to know the composer's name.
Wasn't some talking about years before, 1880 or something?
Yes, I said that it was completed in 1888.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to do all that to you. I've shot in the dark. Frederick Chopin.
It is not Chopin.
No worries.
Thanks, Loz. Thank you. All right, we'll catch you another time, Wendy, in Reservoir.
Oh, that music, it's very good to send you off to sleep.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's very relaxing.
But what? And who I composed
know
that, it?
I know the music, and I just can't think of the name of the composer, so I might just dream of that music going on and drift off to sleep and let somebody else answer the question.
Thanks, Wendy. All right.
Thanks, bye.
We will chat to you another time. Mark in Port Pirie. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, hi. And what it is, man, you talk about Steven Soderbergh of his movies.
Yeah.
My favourite movie of his is The Clash of Cameras on the Third Kind.
Oh, I've never seen that, but everyone talks about how amazing it is. Yeah, I'm going to see if I can watch that.
Yeah, good. I think this movie ever made, but okay, what's the question?
Well, you know that, have you been hearing the music through the phone, Mark? We want to know who composed it.
I have heard the music somewhere, but I don't know. So I don't know who the composer is.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. All right, let's talk to you next time. No, it's funny. It's one of those pieces of music, isn't it, that I think so many of us will have heard and never really stopped to think about who composed it. Ray in Woodbridge in WA. G'day, Ray.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi. Now, I think you might have the answer to this one.
Yeah, I think it's Eric, forgive my French, I think it's Eric Satie.
Yeah. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but yeah, I've got Satie. So Eric Satie, Satie.
Yeah, it's lovely. And I think it's Jim Nodby or something.
Yeah, Jim Nodby, number one. Someone who speaks French better than us can tell us how to pronounce that. Apparently it is translated as the first of his three nude dancers competition.
That's right. Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah,
it's beautiful. I guess it's been used in lots of movies and ads, hasn't it? Because it's got that kind of omnipresent kind of feel to it. Right, Ray in Woodbridge. Question 8. Which Spanish artist created a series of haunting late works known as the Black Paintings, which he painted directly onto the walls of his house?
No, I can't. I've got something in my mind. There was a War and Peace or something, a huge painting that showed battle and so forth. May have been by the same guy, but I can't recall his name.
I think you might be. Do you think you're thinking of Guernica?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Not related to Guernica.
No. Well, my admiration for you, because you outstripped me then. So.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Bye.
You take care of yourself. Now, everybody, that was neither the real Jimmy Barnes nor was it an AI Jimmy Barnes. That is a bloke called Barnsey who does an excellent Jimmy Barnes voice. And a lot of people who don't tune in regularly and don't hear Barnsey regularly will suddenly hear him and go, my goodness, Jimmy Barnes called. It's not the Jimmy Barnes, but we love him as if he was the real Jimmy Barnes. And now let's see who's been. Justin in Frankston. Hey, Justin.
G'day, Suzanne. I've actually got quite an exciting week coming up, or next couple of weeks. It's my birthday in 2 weeks.
Excellent. Are you going to do something special, Justin?
Yeah, I'm going down to see my mum, and we're going down to Geelong to have lunch with my mum and my nan.
Yeah, nice. Now, you know which Spanish artist created a series of haunting late works known as the Black Paintings, which he painted directly onto the walls of his house?
I don't know any Spanish ones, but I'm going to say Van Gogh.
It's not Van Gogh. I'm sorry, Justin.
Oh, all right, then. Thanks, Suzanne.
Okay, bye-bye. Bobsled says it's Sati as in party, Eric Sati, not Sate as in sauce. Okay, Eric Sati, thank you very much. Someone else saying there's a Sati museum in Honfleur in France, apparently excellent. Thank you very much. Marlene in East Gosford. Hi, Marlene.
Hi, how are you going?
Marlene, any idea who this Spanish artist is that we're looking for?
Was it Picasso?
No, it's not Picasso.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Marlene. No, Picasso was the one who did Guernica, but not the one responsible for these black paintings, which we are looking for. G'day, Stuart.
Oh, Suzanne, how you doing? Oh. I was just pondering on what's going on. Hey, you've got a pretty good roster this 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, haven't you? So, what a job.
Jeez, Stuart.
Hey? I'm pulling your chain. It's all right, you're a bit of time. But it's all right, though. Where are you going, Phil?
Well, I do have some family coming.
Oh, right.
Yes, but then that's not. So next Friday I am off. That's just one night while Greta's here, and then I'm on the next couple of days. And then actually Libby Gore is going to be doing the show for a couple of weeks while I take another couple of weeks off. I'm going to Vanuatu for a week.
Oh, my God. I feel like I put you on the spot. But have a good time anyway, for God's sake.
Yeah, well, look, I've got to use my holidays, you know.
Have a good time. You don't justify yourself to me. I'm not your boss. Obviously, you've got a good boss, though. Hey, but Vanuatu, have you been there?
No, well, that's why I'm going. You know, I always like to go somewhere new.
Went there and had a military coup when I rolled up. Oh.
Really?
I think it was Vanuatu. Was it the right place? Is that a French place or New Caledonia?
Vanuatu. No, not so much. I think New Caledonia is French.
I went to the place. Someone might know out there in cyberspace or that Facebook land, whatever it is, or whatever they call it. There was some place, 1984, I guess. I had a, and I flew with UTA, I think it was a French airline from London. And it was part of the thing they chucked you over for an island to visit, French island. And I got there and it was a, under military control because the natives were restless.
Oh, wow.
And the French, seriously. It's the first time I've really been stuck in a hotel with a bunch of French.
Stuart, nice.
I'm not going to start World War III. I'm just saying, I'll be nice. I'm going to say, I'm not going to go to France, all right? And that's going to keep the peace for everybody.
Okay. All right, Stuart. Well, this question is not related to France, but to Spain, which Spanish artist created a series of haunting late works known as the Black Paintings, which he painted directly onto the walls of his house. Wasn't Van Gogh, wasn't Picasso.
Sounds a bit depressed. Dali.
No, it is not Dali.
Okay, Dali. Suzanne, have a good time in Vanuatu.
Stuart, you know, you can talk to me next week.
No, I don't. I'm just saying, have a good time. I might talk to you again. I'll just drop off.
All right.
I could die before then.
Stuart. Oh, my goodness. Thanks, Stuart. Oh, dear. Ah, now Denver, Robert in Denver says it's my 62nd birthday tomorrow, which means that in parts of Australia, it's already my birthday. So true. Happy birthday, Robert in Denver. Right. Let's talk to Trevor in Croydon Park. Hey, Trevor.
Hi, Suzanne.
Trevor, who is this artist that I'm looking for?
Well, I'm grateful to Stuart for having rescued me from my delusion that it might have been Dali. So I'll change eras and say Francisco Goya.
It is Goya. Well done, Trevor.
Right.
Question 9. Which magazine is Miranda Priestly editor-in-chief of in the Devil Wears Prada movies?
Oh, geez. Because it's Vogue in real life, but no, I can't think what the copyright safe fictional title is.
They're brought undone by a fashion movie, Trevor.
Yeah.
Next time. Bye. Let's talk to John in Concord. Oh, John, I think you were ringing for Goya, weren't you?
I was, yes. I had that one, but I'm not sure on the next one.
All right, you've got a guess for me.
What's the question?
Which magazine is Miranda Priestly editor-in-chief of in the Devil Wears Prada movies?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue. I wouldn't have a clue. Vanity Fair.
It's not Vanity Fair.
I tried.
All right. Thanks, thanks, John. All right, I do have a couple of lines free now, 1-300-800-222. Sam in Harvey. Oh, why doesn't the phone want to click you, Sam? There we are. Hey, Sam. Sam, I'm well. Have you seen the Devil Wears Prada movie, Sam?
No, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it. Nah.
So can you tell me which magazine Miranda Priestly is editor-in-chief of in these movies?
Would it be Time magazine?
It is not Time magazine, no.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Sam. Maria has it, Pat at the Point has it. Who else? Yes, Libby Gore, a.k.a. Elle McFeast, will be your host for a couple of weeks while I'm away. She has actually done Nightlife before. She hosted it, 10, 12 years ago over a summer. She's also way back, I guess we're talking 20 years ago. I know she did quite a bit of work on overnights. And I think if you're in Melbourne, you'd know she used to do also, I think, a weekend breakfast show on ABC Radio Melbourne. I'm sure you're going to have lots and lots of fun with Libby. Okay, we have Dave from St. Arnold. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good.
Now, what magazine is Miranda Priestly editor-in-chief of?
Now, I've seen enough of this movie to know it's Runway.
You've actually seen the movie or just the ads for
the movie? I've seen parts of it. I've got this awful habit of I see parts of the movies and fall asleep. So I see different bits. I can stitch it a little bit together. But, yeah, no, I've seen parts of it.
Well, you've seen enough. Which is the
I've seen enough to know it's Runway Magazine.
It is Runway Magazine. Okay, question 90. Oh, sorry, question 10.
In 19,
I was going to say, that's not bad. No, question 90 would be very impressive. Mm. Okay, in 1991, what became the first song by a predominantly Indigenous band to make the charts in Australia?
I dare say Treaty, Yothu Yindi.
Treaty by Yothu Yindi. Okay, Dave, let's proceed to question 11. Do you know what you are lucky enough to have landed on?
Go on, give me some Shakespeare.
To answer correctly or incorrectly,
The Amanda Roberts Shakespeare question.
In which of William Shakespeare's plays would you find the character of Puck?
Oh, A Midsummer Night's Dream.
A Midsummer Night's Dream is correct. Yeah. I love that. You kind of went from, oh, it's a Shakespeare question to, hang on, I know this.
Well, I know Midsummer Night's Dream and I know Merchant of Venice, and that's probably about it. So, yeah, no, it landed well for me.
Excellent. Now, a couple of people are saying that Vanuatu actually does have a strong historical French influence. So I will look out for that when I am there. I wasn't so aware of that. All right. Question 12. Which classic album from 1977 had these three songs on it? Dave, what album were those tracks on?
Oh, look, I'm not sure. I was thinking the middle one. I'm thinking Fleetwood Mac Albatross.
Not Albatross.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave. We have Sally in Kiama, who is a first-time caller. Hi, Sally. Welcome.
Hello. It's very nice to be on. I called you for The Devil Wears Prada. I knew that one, and now I'm a bit stumped.
Oh, do you want me to play it again?
Play it again.
Okay, so I'm after a classic album from 1977 that had these three songs on it. We've got Adrian, Jim, Gary, Tana, Ross, Richard, Pat at the Point, Nate, Diane Mandura, Harry in the Bay, Frank, Anna. We have Andrew and Jackie and Robin and Carol and Robert and Annette in Perth. Many people know the answer to this one. Sally, what do you think this is?
Oh, goodness me. If only Sally knew. I think it, I mean, is it Fleetwood Mac? Would it be Rumours?
Well done. It is Rumours, Sally.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. The
sitting next to me in the car.
Yeah, the song.
She's clapping me. I've got my own applause.
Yay. Oh, well, actually, as a first-time caller, I usually like to give first-time callers who get their first question right some applause. So let me grab that for you. Right. So who's in the car there, Sally?
I've got a very special guest. Her name is Tara. Tara and Sally. And what? We also knew the classical music question. We were first calling up for Sati and, then we caught up for The Devil Wears Prada.
Okay.
So finally got through.
And what have you been doing tonight? Are you on the way home from something fun?
We are driving back from the Bundanon estate, where we went to a party.
What kind of party was being held there?
Well, what kind of party was it? Sorry, it was like a private party.
A private party.
There were a lot of people from Harvard there.
Oh.
And, yeah.
A smarty party, perhaps.
It was a little bit fancy.
It was a smarty party.
It was a smarty party, that's right. So we left. But we're feeling smart. That's what we called in.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Sally, before I ask you this question, I know you've got two of you in the car. It is one of the rules of the quiz that you are very much meant to do it on your own. So,
that's right. Okay,
don't stick to me. Yeah, that's it. Tara, you just zip up. Don't make,
don't do
anything. Frantic eye rolls, nothing. Okay.
No.
Question 13. At this year's Tony Awards held earlier this month, which Broadway musical earned 12 nominations and won the Best Musical Award?
Okay. I'm going to say I don't know the answer, so I'm going to guess. Something from this year, okay. I really don't know. I'm going to say Groundhog Day.
I'm afraid, Sally, it is not Groundhog Day.
Thank you anyway.
But thank you for being a first-time caller. I'm glad you had a lovely night at the Smarty Party and it continued on the radio. All right, thanks, Sally.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, quite a lot of you are saying that you've been to Vanuatu and it is quite French. All right, well, there was something I really hadn't researched properly, was it? Yeah. Lots of you are also talking about other places to visit, such as New Caledonia and Samoa. I'm looking forward to, on Vanuatu, there's a volcano that you can apparently get quite close to that is fairly spectacular of an evening. So that's something I'm looking forward to. Hopefully it's going to be safe, though. Oh, bobsled. Must have been hot at the party. Too many degrees. I don't know how you do it, bobsled. You just keep them coming. Right, let's talk to Max, who is also a first-time caller. Something in the water tonight. Hey, Max.
How you going, Suzanne?
Well, now, Max, this year's Tony Awards, held earlier this month, which Broadway musical earned 12 nominations and won the Best Musical Award?
It's a good question. I'm not too sure. Is it The Lion King?
It's not The Lion King, I'm afraid.
No worries.
That's a shame. Well, thanks, Max. It was nice to talk to you. Frank in Mount Evelyn, you have the correct answer. I've got a couple of lines free now, 1-300-800-222. I have Denise in Da Nang, who is also a first-time caller. Welcome, Denise.
Hello, good evening.
What's brought you to the quiz on this Saturday night?
Oh, we're on our way home too from seeing
Richard Clapton.
Wow, all right. Ooh. Where was that?
At Twin Towns on the Gold Coast.
Oh, okay. Good show?
Yeah. It was a great show.
Excellent.
Yeah.
He came on our show last year, actually. He was part of our Missing Magnet mystery. I don't know if anyone remembers that. But he played a role for us and I rang him up and accused him of stealing our magnets, which he denied emphatically. And in fact, it wasn't him. It was Greta. She lost them. But anyway. That's so 2025 now. Denise, at this year's Tony Awards held earlier this month, which Broadway musical earned 12 nominations and won Best Musical?
Was it Smigadoon?
It was Smigadoon. I have never even heard of it. What do you know about it, Denise?
Not a lot. My granddaughter loves musicals, so she's been raving about it. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes, so apparently it follows two New York City doctors struggling with their romantic relationship who find themselves trapped in a magical town similar to the setting of a Golden Age musical populated by colourful people who frequently break into song. Okay.
Mm.
Would be entertaining. I guess we'll know when it gets to Australia.
Yes.
Now, that was your first question correct, Denise. Now, the next thing that you'll need to do, Denise, is have a sing-along for me. So when the music stops, can you sing me the next couple of lines, okay?
Hopefully. It's better the devil you know.
Excellent work. That is question 14, taken care of. You are on to question 15 and now, Denise, a strong start for you. Now, this is a question that we like to call the bad guys. Okay, in which film, it is in cinemas now, does Jared Leto play the bad guy Skeletor?
I can't think. Oh, what was it? Yeah, no, I'm going to have to pass. I'm sorry.
All right.
It'll come to me once you say it, yeah.
That was a strong debut performance, Denise. So let's hope that you'll have a chance to take part in the pop quiz again. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Glad you enjoyed your night with Richard Clapton too. Josh. G'day, Josh.
Hi, Suzanne. I had a brilliant day.
What did you do?
I did brass tacks today.
What is brass tacks?
So brass tacks is basically I played the euphonium, which is like a little tuba.
Uh-huh.
And I went to band practice today. We did lots of exercises for our mouths. So it's like swimming. When you do sport, you do exercises. So brass tacks is very similar to that, but like tonguing and slurring. And we worked on pieces for music.
Oh, awesome.
Because in a couple of weeks, we've got Brassed Off in August.
Uh-huh.
So Brassed Off.
Oh, and are you, what, you in it or?
Yeah, with my band, the Challenge Brass Band, I want to give a shout out to these guys, are doing the music to it.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's excellent, Josh.
Yeah, I mean, I am a busy guy.
Yeah, everyone's got a lot going on. We have people doing tax returns, people preparing for concerts, a lot of creative people listening to Nightlife. Now, our question, Josh, is in which film, which is in cinemas now, does Jared Leto play the bad guy Skeletor?
Well, I don't know which one, but it's definitely not. Until now, I'm just going to say Toy Story 5, but I've got no idea.
No, it's not Toy. No, I'm afraid not, Josh.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Glad to hear you had a nice day doing your practice. Now, we have a few people who do have it. For example, Robert in Denver, our American birthday boy, Andrew in Seaview Downs, Annette in Perth, Nate has it, Harry in the Bay, who else? Jim in Campbelltown, Michelle in Epping. What about Brett in Kalinga? Kalinga, are you there, Brett?
Yeah.
Brett, can you turn the radio down?
Yeah.
Jim in Campbelltown, Michelle.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, never great hearing things that happened 10 seconds ago getting in the way. Okay, this is it. Question 15, in which film that's in cinemas now does Jared Leto play the bad guy Skeletor?
That's one of the cartoons. What's his name again? Oh God! Oh my God! I'm showing my age now. It was He-Man.
He-Man is the correct answer, Brett. Well done. Okay, we're on to question 16 in our pop quiz. I'm going to play you the very start of a hit from 1982. I want you to tell me what the song is.
What's that? It's Hungry Like the Wolf.
Oh, you are all over it, Brett. Nice work. It is Hungry Like the Wolf. Question 17. Which actor connects the films Gods and Monsters, The X-Men, and The Hobbit? And it's The Hobbit trilogy and the X-Men series of films.
J.R.R. Tolkien?
No.
Oh, that's a bit of a bummer.
Thanks, Brett. He wrote The Hobbit, but he doesn't connect those films. Peter in Ballarat.
Hey, Suzanne.
Hey, Peter. You've been very patient. You've been waiting on the phone quite a while, so welcome.
What a wonderful conversation with all these artistic people, and especially yourself, going to Vanuatu. All you got to say to French people is go, enchanté.
Enchanté. I can do that.
I'm coming off a wedding I did today, emceeing and DJing.
Oh, wow. Do you do that often, or was it a kind of one-off?
Oh, no, it was for a friend of a friend, very special people. It was beautiful. And you know what their wedding dance song was?
I don't, but you can tell me.
It was Toto, Africa.
Oh.
we had a harpist in the church. And then I went, better play it when they cut the cake. And that's what I did. It was absolutely exquisite. and that was out at Bungaree and Wallace this morning.
Peter, how old were these people? I mean, are they old enough that Toto was part of their youth?
Oh, well, they were influenced. Well, they're part of our little rock and roll band.
Okay.
And you can pass out today. There is a super frost in our region today. So if anyone's driving to Melbourne from Ballarat or driving up from Melbourne, just be super careful in tomorrow morning because it is freezing in Ballarat.
Now, we had Barnsley before. I'm sure was driving in Victoria saying it was awfully foggy too.
Yeah. So not foggy, but frosty.
Yeah, okay.
Black ice. We've got to be super careful.
Now, Peter, what was the biggest hit song, do you reckon, that was on the dance floor tonight?
Oh, my God. I did a bad thing.
Did you play Horses?
No.
What did you do?
Suzanne, where are you based? In Sydney or something?
Yes.
Yeah, Sydney. I've seen you on Oxford Street in the 90s. Oh, no, you would have been 3 years old.
Come on, Peter. Tell me what the song is and we'll get on with the questions.
Kylie, Blue Monday.
Kylie, Blue Monday.
You know, Kylie's Blue Monday. I just can't get you out of my head. With the Blue Monday.
Is that a sample of Blue Monday? I guess it...
No. You better play it tonight.
All right, you're confusing me. I know the two songs, and I guess they both have a compelling beat.
Yeah,
but
it's a mix of Kylie mixed with Blue Monday.
You did that. Okay.
No, Kylie did it.
Okay, Peter, I'm just going to ask you the question now before I get more confused. Which actor connects the films Gods and Monsters from 1998, the X-Men series of films, and the Hobbit trilogy?
Which actor?
Yes.
The guy that played... Gollum. No?
I can't take that as the answer, Brett.
Brett?
We will... Peter, sorry.
Who the hell is Brett?
Oh, Brett was the previous caller, and I had his name written on the bit of paper because next to the question that he got right. I'm so sorry, Peter.
Yeah, carry on. And you travel safe. Have a great night, everyone.
Okay, bye, Peter. Nice to talk to you. Grant in Waterloo.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Yeah, I am good. Which actor connects the films Gods and Monsters, the X-Men series of films, and the Hobbit trilogy?
Don't know. So I'll just pass it on to someone else. Good luck.
Fare thee well, Grant. Lots of people do have it. For example, Annette in Perth, Pat in The Point. Ed in Perth, we have Ruby in Melbourne, Ross in Scoresby, and Jim. What about Richard in Wollongong? Hey, Richard.
Hi, Suzanne. It's going to take a hang on. So I was just telling my son, I said, oh, it's Ian McKellen. And he said, no, it's Sir Ian McKellen.
Well, he is correct, but you were correct first. I would have accepted it with or without the sir. So don't worry, Richard, you were safe.
How are you? You good?
Yeah, I am. I am good.
Yeah, good.
All right. I reckon I might get the hard montage started now. How's that, Richard?
You know, I love the hard montage.
Well, good. Let's get us all G'd up for it. Hard montage. Okay. What I want to know, Richard, tonight is
four songs.
Who is singing? Now, I don't want you to tell me who's actually singing, but I want you to tell me in the songs who is singing.
You're a bum, you're a pop, you're an owl, cut up drunk, lying there almost dead on a trip in my bed.
Debonair, lullabies, and melodies reveal.
Can you so that a man may advance? Except Ronald!
Who's singing, Richard?
Oh, it's so hard. Listen, can you play it once more?
We're going to start running out of time, but I will play it again, and then we might have to try and get your answer over the news.
We know Bruce is the last one, obviously, but it's not about who the singer is. Is that what you're saying to me, isn't it?
Within the song, who's doing the singing?
Oh, okay, all right. Let's go one more time.
Okay.
You're a bum, you're a pump, you're an owl, cut up drunk, lying there almost dead, on a trip in my bed.
Debonair, lullabies, and melodies reveal.
I know a couple of people have gone, what? This is a bit confusing. It's about who is singing. It is about who is singing in the songs. The songs all mention people singing. So it's the people singing in the songs that I want to know. Collectively on the SMS, no one's put all four together, but someone's got three and someone's got the other one or two. So I know the answers are out there. I'll play it for you once again. If you can figure out who's singing in the songs.
You're a bum, you're a pump, you're an owl, cut up drunk, lying there almost dead, on a trip in my bed.
Debonair, lullabies, and melodies reveal.
And thanks to Chris in the Southern Waters, I was quite confused about the Kylie Blue Monday situation. She said there was a commercially released mashup of New Order's Blue Monday and Kylie's Can't Get You Out of My Head called Can't Get Blue Monday Out of My Head. I don't think I ever heard it. Sounds great. I will go and listen. Right. Richard from Wollongong has been waiting very patiently, puzzling, trying to figure this out. Richard, have you come up with anything?
So just, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be thick. So it's about who's singing the songs, eh?
It's not about who's singing the songs. It's about who in the songs is singing.
So it's not about Bruce Springsteen and Shane
it's
McGowan.
It's not about Bruce Springsteen or Shane McGowan, no.
All right, so I'm going to pass it on. So I got that far, but I don't know who they're singing about, so that's all good. Thank you so much. Always fun.
Okay, thanks, Richard. All right, let's see who can have a go at this. Greg in Windsor, can you solve any of these for us?
Hello. Yeah, I'm the same as Richard. I was guessing who the singers were. I have no idea of who's singing in the song. I'll pass on.
Okay, thanks, Greg. And Nightlife, is this at home? You're going, no, I've got this. I know who is mentioned singing in the last one. This could be your moment for glory. 1-300-800-222. Adam in Coomera.
Hello, Suzanne. I've got three out of four.
Oh, this is exciting. What have you got?
Yes. The boys at the NYPD Choir.
They are singing. Do you know what they're singing?
They're singing Galway Bay.
They are singing Galway Bay.
Roy Orbison's singing for the Lonely.
Yes.
And the people are singing. Do you hear the people sing?
Yes. They are. They're singing a song of angry men.
Men.
But.
The music of the people will not be afraid again. Yes.
Quite right. But who else is singing?
I wish I could tell you, Suzanne. I really do.
Oh, you're so close, Adam. I know
so
you will have got three quarters of this montage, but not been able to finish it off. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm sorry too. But
all right.
That this is nowhere.
Yeah.
Move on and have somebody solve it.
Don't worry. Your time will come, Adam. It will. Okay.
It'll come a few times, so every now and then it's fine.
All right. See you, Adam.
Bye.
All right. Let's talk to Matt in Aberfoyle Park. Hey, Matt.
Hi there. I don't know that I'm going to be able to help much. What answers have we got so far?
Okay, so we've solved three of them. It's the second one that we don't know. We know the boys of the NYPD choir are singing, the people are singing, Roy Orbison is singing, but who is the second singer?
Can I hear it one more
you
time?
You can.
Please?
So listen to the second song. That's the one you want.
You're a bum, you're a pump, you're an owl, cut up drunk, lying there almost dead, on a trip in my bed.
Debonair. Lullabies and melodies reveal.
Okay, it's the second one that we're after. Who is singing?
I
really don't know, so I'll throw out a guess. Is it the Angels singing?
It's not the Angels. Thanks, Matt.
There we go. Thank you.
Bye. Lincoln in Gippsland. Hey, Lincoln.
Hey, how you doing? No, you got me on that second one.
I thought
it was the dumb one as the first one, but...
Yep, oh, I'm afraid. Sorry, Lincoln. I know you've been hanging on for a long time there. All right, Liz in Newtown. Liz is potentially thinking that Liz can solve this thing and finish it off. Hi, Liz.
Hello, Suzanne.
Okay.
When Smokey sings, I hear violin.
Well done, Liz. It is Smokey singing. You have solved the hard montage and won our pop quiz tonight. So just bear with me, Liz. I'll just run through the answers. So the first song was Fairy Tale of New York, The Pogues, and they sing about the boys of the NYPD choir.
The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
And then ABC had a song called When Smokey Sings.
When Smokey sings, I hear violin. When Smokey sings, I forget everything.
Now, the third song was from Les Miserables. It's Do You Hear the People Sing?
Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men?
And then it's Bruce Springsteen's Thunder Road, where he sings about Roy Orbison singing.
Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone again.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.